fast this morning. Dave Grohl has gone. We've got a new one coming in.
We've traveled such a long way from our home back in the UK. We're coming live from Hollywood where everybody's happy. Kelly Jones is here in town to cause a little racket. And even though it's hot, we bet he wears his leather jacket.
Do you like that? I wrote that.
Very nice.
Thank you very much.
Very nice.
Chris Moyle Show, live from Hollywood, International Radio 1.
So let's bring in Mr. Kelly Jones from the Stereophonics. All right, and look, he's got his leather jacket.
Yay.
With him.
Yay! Just like the jingle said.
Hello.
Hello.
We had a jingle, Kelly. I've just played a jingle. I don't know if you heard it. He's come to LA to cause a racket, and even though it's very hot, we bet he's wore his leather jacket.
I have. Well, you've got to have it, don't you? It's a uniform.
How are you, man?
I'm very good.
I'm good. I'm in a great mood this morning. Because it's this morning, isn't it?
I know, yeah.
So, you just come off stage?
I have, yeah.
Where were you playing?
We played a place called the Henry Fonda Theatre.
Nice.
It's good. Very good. Very hot.
Very hot.
Especially with the jacket on.
And did you end with Dakota?
We did end with Dakota,
yeah.
Funny enough.
You said that earlier on.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding. Yay!
Yeah.
Crowd go wild.
It was good. Good crack.
So, I texted Kelly the other day because I knew he was going to be in LA, and you were texting back. So, you played in New York.
Yeah.
With Weller.
Yeah, we did, yeah.
And did a couple of jam tracks.
Yeah, I did, That's Entertainment and Eating Rifles. And All You Need Is Love as well, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice. And what was he, on guitar?
We were all on guitars, yeah.
Nice. I like that.
It was good.
And then Kelly texted me saying, I'm so tired. We've been on tour since the One Big Weekend last year.
Really?
Yeah, May 07.
All the way through?
Yeah. This is the last leg until December.
Wow. This is the last leg until December. It's only September.
So you mustn't know where you are at the moment. I mean, obviously you're here, but, you know, sort of generally in life, you just go from one hotel to the next.
It's been a good year because we've been to, like, loads of countries we've never done before, like Moscow and Istanbul and, you know, loads of festivals in odd kind of countries, so it's been good.
When was the last time you slept in your own bed?
About 4 weeks ago. Maybe.
Guess what? I was in it 2 weeks ago.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it's really nice.
Sorry, I'm thinking about getting a new mattress or not. Keen on it.
You should now.
It's good. I like the way you kind of just fall into it.
Did you put the keys under the door?
Yeah, I did. Yeah,
thank
I put
you.
The letterbox. So we gave Dave Grohl a present because we went to Universal Studios today and we found a key ring.
Working hard, don't you?
Right, well, no, here we are. I'm working now. Yeah. We found him a key ring from the Jurassic Park ride with Dave written on it. So we had to get one. With Kelly written on it.
Oh, look
so
at that.
So that's your present from us.
Is it?
Yeah.
So you can have that.
Put your keys on it.
Thank you very much. Look at that, look.
Don't say that you come on a Chris Moyle show and you get nothing.
That's class.
Yeah.
That's $6.99 of something, isn't it?
$6.99 for that.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about it.
Serious.
Yeah.
You were robbed. You could have had a pint for that.
You
could have bought me a pint instead.
Well, I could have done. That's the only thing wrong with this town. We keep saying you can't get a beer at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Do you know the thing is wrong with this town and every other town in America?
What's that?
You have restaurants that seat about 300 people, 400 people, right? And you have one toilet. Doesn't make any sense to me.
It doesn't make sense.
Not one, you know, there's a queue outside a toilet for one bog. Doesn't make any sense at all to me. What's that all about?
How long have you been in America? Where have you been? Where have you played?
We did Washington, New York, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh. Started in Toronto, did the V Festival with Oasis on that day.
Were you on the day when Noel got pushed off stage?
Yeah, I was standing right next to him.
Was that as horrible as the story said?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it was bad. Because we'd all been waiting to do that gig together. It was us and Weller.
Right.
And Oasis, and we all went out the night before for a big Indian and a big drink.
Nice.
And it kind of ruined the weekend, really. And I kind of saw that kid running the whole back of the stage, and I just thought somebody'd stop him by the time he got there. He was kind of like in slow motion, but he didn't just tap him, he proper pushed
him. How did he get through the...
I think he came up the back of the stage and under the curtain.
Okay.
Like under the front of the stage and up the back.
And did he push him, did he go off, he didn't go off the stage, did he? He went down.
No, he was singing, but he wasn't expecting it, so he was singing, and the guy came up behind him and pushed him into the mic, so he landed on his guitar on the monitor. So, It wasn't good.
I saw his brother. I saw the Paul Gallagher. and you can't help but laugh.
No, I was thinking you were going to say about Liam, because when he said Liam, he's going to milk this one. He's going to milk this one.
He was saying that.
He's got a good reason to as well when you see the footage, though.
Yeah, but Paul was saying he'd spoken to him. This is like the next two nights later or the next night or something. Paul was saying he'd spoken to him and he was all right. He said he was chuck up at the time. He said, but when he fell, like you just said, he fell on his guitar into the kind of the monitor. Yeah. So that goes whack straight into his chest. So, he was smarting a little bit from it. But luckily, Liam was there to... Liam was there.
He had a few kicks in there.
Yeah. Well, you got to look after your brother,
Once the security have got...
Yeah. But I've got to be honest, though, Kelly, I do think that was a bit of a severe thing for you to do just so you could get the headline slot. I thought pushing Noel off stage was a little bit extreme. That'll teach him for having the vindaloo instead of me. That's the last bloody one I was waiting for that.
Because that's my Welsh accent there.
No, I've heard it before.
Yeah, I know you
I like it.
And the rest of the boys in the band all good?
Yeah, they're on their way. They're in the bar at the minute, but they wait for the bus to be packed up.
And then you're going to?
We're
going to
go and buy a burger, I think. And then we're off to San Francisco.
What, tonight?
Yes.
Tonight here.
Obviously, it's morning.
We drive overnight and we play San Francisco tomorrow.
Right.
Yes.
Are you tonight in the UK?
Tonight in America.
What
the
day
morning
is it now?
Wednesday.
It's Wednesday. So, Wednesday night you play San Francisco?
Correct.
There you go.
Yes.
And last night you played LA, but it's only an hour ago because we are last night here.
It's very confusing.
Right, we've got the new single to play.
Right.
Which I'm very excited about.
World exclusive.
I haven't heard this yet.
Haven't you?
No.
I hope you've got the right one in there.
Well, so do I. Hang on, does it start like this?
Yeah.
Right, okay, good. Thank God for that. Okay, so let me read the official blurb. Today.
I haven't read that.
Okay. I'll let me read the whole thing. You tell me what's wrong. Stereophonics are Kelly Jones.
That's
Richard
right.
Jones. Gary. And Adam. They began writing and performing music in working men's clubs together in 1992 as a teenage cover band known as Tragic Love Company. I never knew that.
See, you learned something new.
I never knew that. Yeah. TLC, nice.
I know, that's why we had to change it. And it was tragic.
Since their debut album, Word Gets Around, which peaked at number 6 in the album chart, they have had 5 consecutive albums reach number 1 in the UK album charts.
5.
Nice. Today we've got the exclusive first play of their new single, You're My Star. It's released on October 27th. Decade in the Sun, the best of the Stereophonics, follows on November 17th. They have a major UK tour kicking off in December because they haven't toured enough. They need to play in the UK. And I can tell you, I have the dates underneath, I think.
Yeah?
Maybe I do. Oh, here we go. Do you know where you're playing?
Some of them.
Let me tell you.
Go on.
You start on Tuesday, the 2nd of December, Glasgow for a couple of nights, then Aberdeen. And then you play Cardiff for a couple of nights, then Liverpool, Manchester, Newcastle, Nottingham, Birmingham, Brighton, Bournemouth, Sheffield, and then London at the O2 Arena on Saturday the 20th, last Saturday before Christmas.
And we're having a party on a boat on the way back home.
Ah, yeah.
Ah.
So if you want to come, bring your life jacket.
All the way back to Wales. Good God, that's a hell of a boat.
It is.
Oh,
yeah. It got an engine.
Yeah, he expects me back here.
We're not rowing home.
Okay, so this will be the new song from the Stereophonics. Comes out on October the 27th. This is called You're My Star. There it is. Stereophonics. You're My Star. Out the 27th of October. Nice, that, man.
Thank you.
Thursday, Yemen.
It's not Thursday, Yemen.
That's what he said.
You thought it was tour days, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Wednesday, New York. Thursday, Yemen. Friday.
Every time we release a single, I'm going to have to give him the lyrics.
Let's smash it so we can learn them.
So Bank Holiday Monday.
I have got a great text. I felt very privileged a few weeks ago. Kelly texted me the set list for, was it V or was it, which festival did you play in the UK?
V.
Yeah, I'm sitting at home minding my own business. Beep, 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 beep. I go, Kelly sent me a text. That's a bit random. It's a bit late. Here's the set list for V. What do you think? And one by one, there are the tracks. And I'm like, yeah, I suppose so. So I replied back.
But the reason for this is presumably because when you played the One Big Weekend, you had the set list. And then
I was texting him and Geordie back and forth.
You had a look at it and you thought, no, I'm
he wanted
start,
to start with start Mr. Writer. And I went, don't start with Mr. Writer. Start with something like Bartender. But no.
That's what we're opening up with now.
Really?
It's all down to you.
There
really.
You go.
You're like the Simon Cowell of radio.
But But that's not the reason why he sent me the text. He sent me the text because he was meant to be sending it to a different Chris.
And it's tour manager.
His tour manager. And he said it to be my mistake. So I'm sitting at home at like 1 o'clock in the morning going, it's nice of Kelly to say, I'm not even going to the V Festival, but I don't really know why he sent it to me. So I reply with, yeah, that's a nice set list. Yeah, well, sound great.
Do you know what? I didn't even know that until now.
Did you not know that?
I thought that was a reply of Chris. I thought it was a bit nice of him.
Because I text Jodie going,
well, you never printed it out.
The next day I said to Jodie's friend, I went, Jodie, did Kelly text you the set list for V last night, thinking that it was all a big joke? Because what happened was, so here we go. I haven't told this story clearly. At the big weekend when the Stereophonics played.
In Preston, wasn't it?
Yeah. So, me and Jodie went to the pub and he said, Kelly's starting with Mr. Writer tomorrow at the big weekend. I went, he can't start with Mr. Writer. It's too slow. They want to go, bam, bam, but they want to start with Bartender or something like that. So Jodie goes, you're right, I'll text him. So we text Kelly. And then Kelly texts back going, why, what's wrong with Mr. Writer? We go, well, it's just too slow. You should start with something like Bartender. And he goes, well, all right then. And then we're going, then you should do this. And then you should do that. And then you should do that. So I thought when I got the V Festival
setlist,
I thought you'd been smart. I thought you'd just go, is that all right, boys? So I said to Jodie, do you get that text off Kelly? He goes, no. So I'm like, well, why is he sent me? And he went, their tour manager's called Chris.
No, I didn't even know that until you just mentioned it. I thought Chris was sending me a nice message back. Yeah. You know.
Meanwhile, Chris, the tour manager, sitting there going, where's the set list?
Pretty much.
And why is Kelly sending me a text going, now then, fat boy, how's Leeds? Oh, good. Let me read out a couple of text messages. Loving it already, says Deej on the M5. Sounds great, says Stu in Knaresborough. I'm going to the O2, and then I need to be in Wales for Christmas. Can I have a lift on the boat?
Yep.
There you go.
Bring your oars.
I booked a table for me and my girlfriend for a birthday to see the Stereophonics of the O2 on the 20th of December. We can't wait. I think she loves Kelly more than me, says Dave Truckin in Cambridge. Chris, ask Kelly, is he still on Bombay Gin?
Yeah.
I was backstage in Manchester on his solo tour, says Dan in Manchester.
Was he?
Apparently so.
My dad likes Bombay Sapphire. He's just come back from holidays.
Really?
My mother says she needs another one.
What, another husband?
A holiday or husband? another husband, another holiday.
And another bottle of gin?
Another bottle of gin.
Can you ask Kelly if he has been to Bridge North recently in Shropshire? I saw him in Jerry's Sweet Shop years ago, but was too scared to say hello, says Si the Trucker.
No.
Okay. That's it. Can you get me tickets? No. I can't get you tickets. Go and buy the tickets yourself. Everybody always texts in saying, can I have tickets?
For free?
Yeah. That's cheeky. That's what they want.
Yeah.
Hi, Kelly. We love you. Can we have tickets to see you on? That's what they always do.
Yeah, it's not fine.
Who do we have on recently? And they said, yeah, we'll just put your name down.
Who was that?
The Kaiser Chiefs,
oh, yes, it was, because they were playing in Paris,
weren't
they?
Someone texted in and said, can I come? And Ricky just went, yeah, sure.
And it was some fella called Kevin Sunderland or something.
We never followed it up, though, to see if they actually flew to Paris.
It wasn't Madonna, was it?
No. She won't do our show. You know why?
Why?
She's scared.
She charges £20 booking fee for a ticket, so no wonder she's scared.
Please ask Kenny where he buys his leather jackets from, says Wingy in Barnsley.
It's quite difficult at the minute because there's too many people wearing leather jackets. Mm. So there's none in the second-hand shops anymore.
They sell a nice one in Gap at the moment, if you're interested.
Baby Gap?
You said that to me. I got a big boy Gap.
Yeah.
You got to mind the gap.
Chris, can you let Kelly know that his gig in Morpher Stadium was the reason I got into music?
That's nice, eh?
My band released our first single, February 09, says Martin from Sierra Alpha.
So there you go. Is that the name of the band?
Must be. So we'll listen to them. So if
Charlie Foxtrot Tea Kettle Barbecue.
So if they're rubbish, that'll be your fault.
Cool.
So there you go. Hello there.
Hello.
Hello. I'm Stereophonics, isn't it? You're all the way from Wales to sing for you tonight in Los Angeles, California. Do they understand you when you talk on stage?
I don't bother talking over here.
No, I don't blame you.
There's not much to say to them.
They struggle in London. Mind you, parts of Wales still probably struggle.
Yeah, pretty much.
I love how Kelly hasn't lost his accent. He still has, incomprehensible as he was, you know, all them years ago when he was a nobody. In
Tragic Love Company.
Yeah. Marilyn Manson came to the gig tonight.
Did he?
Yeah.
So what's he like? I've never met him.
Don't know, I had to come here and meet you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you stood him up?
Well, he's tall.
Have you ever met him before?
No. But he is tall.
He's like two of you, isn't he?
Yeah, he's got big shoes, though.
You can just see Marilyn Manson towering over Kelly going,
Hello, little boy. I thought your gig was amazing.
Thanks very much. You're bloody big, ain't ya?
Oh, yes. I am 9 feet tall.
He's dark.
He is dark, but he's very intelligent, isn't he?
Smart, man.
He's very smart. He's kind of like Dr. Stephen Hawking, but tall.
Mm. Is he?
What?
Do you think he's like him?
Well, smart-wise, yeah.
He doesn't talk like that, but you know what I mean.
He's like smarter than Stephen Hawking and Carol Vorderman put together.
Yeah, wow. But Carol Vorderman...
What?
Well, you know...
Don't say anything bad about the Vorders.
No, I haven't got anything bad to say about her.
The Vorders is wicked, I love her.
No, that's what I'm going to say. There's a bit of a vibe about her in the bus at times.
Yeah, do you like it?
Yeah.
Have you ever met?
When people close the bunk curtain and get the sock out.
Sure, sure. Mm. Have you ever met?
Carol?
Yeah.
No.
Do you want me to fix it for you?
Aye?
Yeah?
Mm. Yeah.
I'm going to fix it for you. One night on the UK tour, this is what I'm going to do.
Could she bring her letters with her?
Right. She could give you a conundrum.
She bring her letters and spell
out... From the top and one from the bottom.
Spell out obscene words.
No.
I'm not going to swear. You've got that look on your face.
Okay, so during Mr. Writer, right, we'll wheel on the board and Carol will just put rude words all the way through the song.
Yeah, like Mrs. Writer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'll fix it.
Can you?
Let's have a look. Liverpool, let's do that. Tuesday the 9th. Stereophonics live on stage with special guest Carol Vorderman.
It's got a good ring.
Yeah, well I don't know. But we'll make it happen.
Well, you know, she did a naughty photo shoot in a long back, didn't she?
She's feisty. She gets a little bit older. She likes to kind of vamp herself up a little bit.
Yeah, this...
And drink. Good Lord, can she drink?
Do you remember that award ceremony where she'd had a few then?
It was the Brits.
She? Yeah.
Seriously, I'll tell you how drunk she was. She got carried out before Kelly did.
No, thanks. I get thrown.
Well, yeah, that's true. Snow Patrol is a new song called Take Back the City. You can download it and it's out in the shops from the 13th of October. Oh, on the same day.
I love that.
Traditional. Well, I like that.
Same day as what?
The download and the physical release. Because now, because you download...
Yeah, it's complicated, isn't it?
Week before.
Not even any record shops anymore.
Sad, isn't it?
Terrible. Branson's selling everything, isn't he?
Yeah, no Virgin Megastores anymore.
Is that the one that changed his name to Xavi or something?
Yeah,
Whatever it is.
He's saving his money for a rocket to space or something.
A balloon to space.
Yeah, he's not going to do a balloon to space. I think that would be a very bad idea.
He did a balloon to somewhere, didn't he?
Most of them came down, didn't
they? Yeah. He starts in Brighton and ends in Brighton. Kenny Jones.
Yeah.
Hey, lovely to see you, man.
Huh?
Lovely to see you.
Lovely to see you, Chris. No, always is.
No, it's always.
Always.
I mean it, it's lovely to see you.
It's
you're such
to
a lovely little boy. I'm going to pick you up and give you a big cuddle.
Come on then, let's have it.
No, you're right. Maybe later. We'll do it on video.
Okay.
Hey, let's see how high I can lift you.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Yeah. Do you want to bench me?
I'm not going to bench you.
No.
I don't know what that means.
You know, like...
Just wants to lift you.
Like, bench press me.
No.
No?
I'll just lift
you. Curl me.
Let's see out of me, Dave... Dominic and Allard, right, who can lift you the highest?
Kelly lifting.
Yeah.
All right.
Instead of weightlifting, Kelly lifting.
I don't mind, I could do the lift.
He only loses, he only weighs about 2 stone, so we should be able to get him quite high. Well, see, are you up for that?
If you want, Chris.
That's a great video.
Yeah, I'm you. No, you've got me. Do what you want with me.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so San Francisco, and then you still got gigs to do in America?
Seattle,
nice.
Vancouver.
Very good.
All in the bus.
All in the bus.
No flying.
We flew from Chicago to LA.
Okay.
And then we went to the desert yesterday for some pictures.
Nice.
Saw a rattlesnake.
Did you?
Yeah.
Very good.
So we cut it up on Etsy. Like,
no, don't do that.
But Lancaster.
Well, make sure you cook it, though, because you don't want to get food
poisoning. Well, you know, gotta be careful with your rattlesnakes.
Exactly. Do you get food poisoning from rattlesnakes?
I have trouble with my rattlesnake.
I'm sure you do.
Good morning. And then back in the UK soon, and hopefully we'll
back
see you
back in the UK. And we'll curry and... Beer.
Curry and beer sounds like a good idea.
Looking forward to it.
If you want to go and see the Stereophonics on the UK, make sure you book your tickets to see them on tour. They're on tour in the UK for the whole of December, taking in a whole range of places. There's a few people text in saying you're not playing Belfast, and they seem a bit disappointed.
Are we not playing Belfast?
I don't think so. Not yet.
We usually do. I don't know why that is.
Can you have a
I'll have a word.
Do you know what it is?
Why?
You probably text Chris, the tour manager, saying, can you play? And I probably got a random text from you saying, Belfast, and I've gone, what? Slim Fast, I probably replied back. And then that was it. So, Kelly will look into it. How about that?
We'll look into it. No, I would. It's good there. The Odyssey.
Okay, let's get rid of a few more things about Stereophonics before I let you go. According to reports, Stereophonics performed a secret gig at Colleen's wedding to us. That's not secret anymore. Everyone knows that. You know Rooney's got the tattoo?
I have seen it.
You know that.
The Jeep tattoo.
No, yeah. Wayne Rooney. Yeah, Wayne Rooney got the tattoo, not enough education to perform.
Yeah. Yeah, Stuart for me. He saw on the paper.
Oh, how is Stuart?
He's good.
Are you friends?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah. He's a good drinker.
Well, yeah, as we all know.
Yeah.
Hello, it's Stuart here for the Stereophonics. Look at my hair. Crazy, isn't it? What a drink. Dad, you know that reason's never got out why Stuart's not in the band anymore. You know what it was. Because every time he's talked to the rest of the band, they all went deaf. So Kelly says, I got to get rid of him because my ears are going. I can't hear anything anymore. I heard that. Stereophonics partied with George Clooney at Lake Como last week.
Uh-huh.
Is this true?
Is that true?
Uh-huh.
Woo! Kelly hanging out with Clooney.
From Rooney to Clooney.
Yeah. Mm. Wow.
That's a DVD title, isn't it?
I don't know. It was the Sun title, apparently.
Yeah, according to the Sun, the band drank vintage wine at the Grand Hotel.
They've gone off.
Tremezzo. Before visiting Clooney's villa.
Yeah.
Did you?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow!
Was he there?
What?
No, I was there with a cleaner.
Was he there? No, Kelly just broke in.
Because apparently he does kind of rent out to people and lets people go and see it. So I'm just wondering if he was there.
Yeah, he was there.
Clooney's apparently keen to get Kelly to write the score from one of his forthcoming movie projects.
Don't know about that bit.
Oh, okay.
Sounds good, though, doesn't
Clooney
it?
Keep it going. Sounds fantastic. Mm. Keep it going, Chris.
Clooney asked Kelly if he could introduce him to Chris Moyles as he listens to the Chris Moyles show and is a big fan.
He's a massive fan of you.
He says he wants to tongue kiss Comedy Dave and Dominic.
There you go.
He does like tongue kissing. Mm.
He'd like to cover them in jelly and put them in his bouncy castle that he has in his back garden.
I'd be up for that.
Said Looney Clooney.
said Whackers Clooney. Mm. Wow, hanging out. You've changed. Hanging out with George Clooney. It used to be Rosemary Clooney, and now you've moved on. Hey, listen, have a good gig tonight in San Francisco. Literally, the tour bus is sitting outside with the rest of the motley crew that are Stereophonics.
Yeah.
And then they head to San Francisco, and then they're on stage tonight, and then to Seattle and Vancouver and wherever else they're going. So the single is You're My Star. It's released on October the 27th. Please go and buy it because it sounds great, and good luck with the Best of the Stereophonics. That'll be a great album.
Thank you very much.
That'll be one of those albums that everybody buys and goes, oh, I like that, oh, I like that, oh, I like that, oh, I like that. That'll be too many hits.
Too many hits. It's hard to fit them on one disc.
Yeah. I remember seeing Stereophonics play at, I think, V98 in Leeds.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were stood on the side of stage,
on the
weren't we?
On the little stage.
Were you?
Yeah. It was the little stage and we sat in
there. But we were there because I remember you were showcasing new material, including Bartender.
That's right. It was the first time we played Bartender.
Well, God, you've got a good memory.
Yeah, he's got a better memory than me.
So I remember you and Dave and I getting very excited about 1,000 Trees.
It's my favourite song, still.
And then we heard this new song called Bartender, and Dave and I were like,
it's all right. It's all it's no 1,000 Trees, is it?
That'll never work. They need to release something called Dakota. If they want a number one, that's what danger. They need to do.
No danger they'll be opening with that in 10 years' time. Look what happened.
All right, well, listen, thanks for coming.
Thank you very much.
We're going to come out and do that video in a minute, so I'll let you go out there and get some air back in the
video?
Yeah.
Or the lifting video?
Yeah, we'll do the lifting video.
Kelly lifting.
Cool. You up for that?
No, I'm having it.
Okay. All right, so I'll let you go. Go on, get out.
Okay, bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Kelly Jones from Stereophonics.
Bye.
Give our best to lads.
Go and get yourself ready, and we'll come out in a minute. We'll do this lifting Kelly Jones.
I'm going to flex up ready for you.
That's nice. What an image that will be. Hey, make sure we get that on camera. Kelly Jones flexing up. Yeah. You can stand up now, Kelly. Oh, you are. Sorry, sweetheart.
How was that rowing machine you had for Christmas?
All right, bye-bye.
Did it sink?
Yeah, shut up. I don't know what you're laughing at, Vitti.
I think I'm tired and delirious now. When do we go to bed?